Hello, everybody, and welcome to this little free Zoom on money. Just wanted to invite you today because, it's been sort of an obvious thing lately that a lot of people are having money stuff come up and, things are going on. Everyone is telling us the economy is slowing down and we all are going to suffer and die. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So basically, what if you did not have to buy any of that is real and true for you? And what if you actually acknowledged that you are aware? So when you are acknowledging that you're aware, you might notice that, oh, this is the narrative that's going on around me. Does that mean it has to be my reality? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. Because the interesting part is when you start to buy the narrative that's going on around you as real and true, because you're perceiving it also. So you're not just hearing it in the news, you also are getting it from all sides, basically viscerally, in a way, through your body, through your thoughts, through your feelings, through your emotions. So it becomes real because by default, everything that you can feel, everything that you think, everything you emote is yours. But no, actually, it's not true. 99% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not yours. So what would it take to actually start to really acknowledge that and become aware that, oh, not just the narrative, but everything that I'm perceiving about this money stuff right now is not mine. So everything that is, and everywhere you bought it is yours, everywhere you're trying to make it true for you, will you just join on creative, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And the part about it that's interesting is once you buy it as yours, then actually the universe will support your point of view. So if you now have the point of view that money is tight and I won't have enough money and money is a struggle and there isn't going to be enough for, buying presents, or I don't have enough to pay for my rent, or I would really like a new car, but I can't afford it. All of that then becomes your reality, and the universe will support that point of view because the universe doesn't have a point of view about your points of views. It doesn't say, well, that's a stupid point of view. Let me show you something better. The universe says, no, hey, I support you. I support you even in your insanity. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. The bad news is you cannot trick yourself into something. You cannot say, Gary and Dane often talk about how affirmations don't work because that's our way of trying to trick ourselves into believing something we actually don't believe in. So saying that, oh, my money flows towards me every day, and underneath it, you're like, ugh, money always flows out. I never get any money. You can say that 100 million times, but it's not congruent with the energy that's actually going on. You have to acknowledge the energy that's there for you. And no matter what it is, once you actually acknowledge it, that's when it can start changing. So don't deny it anymore. Have a look at it. What is your belief about money? What are you truly believing money is for you? Will it always be enough or will it never be enough? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So what is your core belief about money? I'll never have enough. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. What is your core belief about money? Oh, I might just always get by. I always have just enough. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyond. What is your core belief about money? And everything that is times a gazillion, we are just trying to uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. What is your core belief about money? And everything that is times a gazillion, we are just trying to uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And everything that you have done to make this current narrative real for you, will you please destroy and uncreate it all times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Gary and Dane lately have been talking a lot about the electromagnetics too. If you listen to any of Dane's things lately, you might have heard this. So electromagnetics is this place where basically we have created a reality that is now basically running us because we thought it was easier to do that. And so we created this like electromagnetic personality. We created being influenced by electromagnetics. But again, nothing is true unless you make anything greater than you and you buy into it. And so with the electromagnetics, it's a similar thing. It's not that this has to influence you. It doesn't have to manipulate you. It doesn't have to run your life. And you can just say, oh, okay, enough of that. Thank you so much for all of that. And now I'm done with it. And, you know, it's also like, of course, if it's something that has really been around you a lot, you might have bought it as real when it wasn't. And that's why I love Access, because there's always more stuff coming out. So Gary and Dana always looking at how can we make the shovel that shovels the shit out of our lives bigger and wider and greater. And so this electromagnetic conversation makes that shovel yet bigger. So we're shoveling more shit with using that as part of our clearing. So how many electromagnetic personalities do you have regarding money? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on credit, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And one thing we also have to recognize in this reality, there's a big push basically of dividing us from our body. So basically, there's spirituality, and you can get into higher realms, but guess what? You either have to control your body or you have to give it up to get there. But what actually needs money here in this reality? Do you as a being require money? No, you're just an energy, but your body, on the other hand, needs clothing, needs a house, needs the warmth, needs all of this stuff, right? So, ta-da! Again, another separation between you and your body. You can blame your body for all this. Goddamn body, why do you need money? I would be better off without you. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on credit, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And even here too, what if you acknowledge that you actually came here? This was your choice to be here and play. So what if you actually started to recognize that you could work with your body? Can you ask your body to provide more money for you with ease, help you in this? So everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on credit, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And also, even this is not linear. Please don't go into linearity about all of this. It's more about an energy. Are you willing to have the energy of money in your life? This is really important because money is an energy foremost. Having money is an energy. Just look at it. If you thought about having 1 million euros, $1 million, 1 million yen, 1 million something in your bank account, that's an energy. That's not just a number. That's an energy. And you all of a sudden have something with that energy. So everything that is, will you just join on credit, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. So right now, what if you just expand it out in all directions? So expand out, expand out. You, the being, are infinite. You might have heard about this, but so often we try to shove ourselves into this reality and into this body, And it doesn't quite work because we are too big for that. So allow yourself to actually expand out really far out there. So beyond the city you live in, beyond the continent you're on, through the earth, out into the universe. Really acknowledge the space that you be. You are infinite, which means there is no end to you. I know this is hard to fathom, but there is no fence at the end of infiniteness. There is just more space. I know that doesn't work for our brains. We can't fathom it. But just allow yourself to have that space. And now just acknowledge the energy of money. Maybe imagine whatever amount of money that would put a grin on your face and having that energy in your life. And now start to invite more of that energy. So, what can you do to invite more of that energy in your life? What can you be to invite more of that energy in your life? You can literally have just $5 to your name right now and still allow that energy of lots of money in your life. But if you have somewhere decided that this doesn't work, or you will never have more than $5, you are refusing that energy. You're closing the door on that what is possible. So it's not about saying, oh my God, I want to have €1 million and I'm going to make it, or I'm going to have $1 million this or that. Because if you have already decided you will never have that, again, you can't talk yourself into it. This is not about talking yourself into it. This is about acknowledging that money is an energy. And if you're willing to invite that energy, what would that create for your future? So invite that energy even more. Let it run through your entire body. And let it run through your life right now, your entire life. Your work, your animals, your partners. Just let that money energy permeate through every pore of your body and your existence. And invite more. And more and more. Okay, so everything that doesn't allow that, and everything you have decided about money, will you now please destroy and uncreate it all? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And all the electromagnetic personalities that you have created that keep you in your current financial reality, fire them all now. Destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And every energy that holds you in your current financial reality, will you now destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. Everything that doesn't allow you to invite more and more and more of that energy into your life, will you now please destroy and uncreate it all? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. So, again, everything that you have decided and all of your core beliefs about money, how many of them are actually yours? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. how many of you have bought the point of views of your parents about money. So all the core beliefs you have that you bought from your parents about money, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. Everything that you're proving or defending against with money, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. Everything that you have done to avoid to have your own reality with money, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. And again, all the points of views that you bought from your family, your friends, your teachers, your peers about money, will you now please destroy and uncreate all that, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. All the mistakes you have made with money in the past, will you now please destroy and uncreate all the judgments and conclusions you have about you with that? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. All these people that you believed about how to invest your money and then it didn't work, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. All the regrets that you're holding on to. Oh, if I've only bought Apple stock 1 million years ago, I would be rich now. Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. All of these things from the past are not creating your financial future. So please don't hold on to these ideas or even the mistakes you made thinking, oh, it's a good thing I made this mistake. I won't make it again. Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. Everywhere you bought the point of view that you can't be trusted with money. Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. All the curses that have been put on you about money by your parents, by your family, like, for example, you will never have money, you are too generous. Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. You don't know how to hold on to your money. Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy it and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. So, please, guys, be aware this is one of those areas where there are so many energies that we have bought into when it comes to money. And really to recognize for yourself, you have the possibility to create your own financial future. And it's not based on the past. Please don't go in the past to try and create a future. Look at the now. Okay, right now, what choice can I make right now that creates a different financial future for me? Right now. Not what could I have done in the past, not what did I do wrong, none of those things, but really right now. What could you be or do right now to create a different financial reality for you? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. For example, Gary talks about having a certain amount of money in your wallet that makes you feel like you have money, okay? And don't spend it. It's not about spending that amount of money, but it's about having it. So just look at what works for you. For me, having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful currency bill in my wallet is much more of that energy that makes me grin than if I have a lot of money in my wallet, like monetary value, so to speak. Because for me, it has to be heavy. My wallet has to be heavy. So I recognized, okay, heavy. Well, how do you create a heavy wallet? Well, that's easy. You just put some change in it, right? So that makes it heavy. But so that's for me something that makes me grin. If my wallet is thick and heavy, that makes me grin. If I open it up and I see this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful note, it makes me grin. So what beautiful note could you put in there? What would work for you? What makes you grin? Please have a look at that. What gives you that sense of like, yay, when you open your wallet? Not, bleh, oh God, I'm opening my wallet to pull up my credit card to pay for another thing. Oh God. No, what actually would make it fun to open your wallet and look at something? And it could be a thick wad of money. Maybe that would make you grin. So have a look at what actually is fun for you. Please, please, please. This is not about doing what Gary does or I do. Find what works for you to create that sense of wealth, that sense of like, yay. Okay. So everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And what are you also using your money for? Are you willing to have a look at what am I using my money for? Gary always says, money should be one way to alter reality, to create different futures, to blow someone's mind. And Gary has the most peculiar ways of doing that. But what could you actually look at also with that? So, what if it wasn't just about, oh, money is a necessity to pay my bills, money is a necessity to blah, blah, blah. What else could you do with the money you have? And again, you don't have to have a lot of money to have a look at that. What would be fun here? What would be something that you could choose that would create something greater for your future and the world's future? So everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And everything that you've decided about money is only there so I can spend it. Will you destroy non-creative all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And of course, everything around you supports that point of view. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I mean, hell, I didn't even know there was a Cyber Monday till last night. And I looked at my emails and I was like, Cyber Monday. I'm like, what is Cyber Monday? Oh, another way for me to spend money. Yay. What could I buy because it's cheaper? What? Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. Of course, everything around us wants to have that as a point of view. Buy, 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 buy. Everything, buy, buy money, buy. Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So please, have a look at that. Again, this is also a point of view. A point of view that we have bought is that we need to spend money. And everywhere that you're using retail therapy as a way to live your life, will you destroy non-creative, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So, what if instead of spending money as a way of satisfaction, you looked at the energy of having money in your life? The energy. It starts there. Literally, you don't have to have anything in your pocket right now. The energy of money. Have that. Have that. So everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So please invite that energy into your life. Invite, invite, invite. Really, really, it's not about running out there and finding another job, although maybe that's what's required. But don't come to the point of view that you have to have 15 jobs in order to have more money. The very strange thing that has occurred for many people around me and for me is when I have the point of view that I have money in my life, I have more money in my life. Where did that money come from? I don't know. I don't know. And even people that have a job with a fixed income say that they change their point of view and all of a sudden they have more money in their world. What? How? I just know it works. So don't use the tool if you want more money in your world, right? Don't use it because it doesn't work. No, it does work. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And Anne is writing, "Wow, I just realized it's been a while since I used a wallet. I carry all I require in my bag and pockets. What if I treated my money with more care?" Yeah, whatever it takes for you to have more of that sense of wealth, that sense of having money in your world, it doesn't matter. Just use whatever you can to create that for you as a reminder every day, so you don't just great like let that slip away, but be really more be a bit more proactive right now, inviting that energy into your world. So everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So what have you decided stops you from having more money? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyond. What have you decided stops you from having more money in your life? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. How many points of views can I change today that would change my financial situation right away? Everything doesn't allow that. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. How many points of views can I change today that would change my financial reality right away? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So don't use that by any means for maybe 100,000 times. Because you probably have 100,000 points of views about money. Money is something you have dealt with in many lifetimes. So please, you know, this might be something that you want to change in a way where it's like, okay, let me just actually put this one clearing on a loop if you want. You know, and if you actually have if you've signed up for my website, I actually gave you a free money loop to download. So maybe add it to that. Like, what else is possible? You know, there are so many things out there from Dane too, from so many people about money. What if you put all of that on a loop? And what does that even mean, putting it on a loop? So Gary, and Dane, when we do these clearings, they say like the more you let these clearings run, the more will change. And so basically, if you can let it run at night, even do it. For me, it's really hard to let it run all night long. I can do it to fall asleep to, and then about 2 hours later, I usually have to turn it off. It just kind of doesn't allow my body to completely rest. But please do what works for you. You know, some people have it literally playing on their phone in the background all day long. You don't have to hear it in order for it to change things. Please know that too. Again, it's an energetic thing that is changing. And the more that you are allowing that to just be part of your life, then it will be easier for you to let go of that insanity that right now is basically creating your financial situation. And even if you already have a lot of money, great. And could you have even more? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. Yeah, you can literally run them on mute as well. Whatever you choose, it still works. We know that because we had somebody who was a teacher that was working with deaf children and blind children, and he noticed a change in the classroom when he started putting things on a loop and letting them run. The kids were affected by it, even though they couldn't even hear it. So it is an energy. So don't worry about hearing it. Of course, sometimes it's also kind of cool to have some things in your cognitive awareness to change things financially. And you know, start wherever there is fun. But please don't stop, because again, I can guarantee you still have points of views about money, because otherwise probably you wouldn't be here. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So what else is possible with your financial reality that you have not been willing to acknowledge? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. What else is possible for your financial reality that you haven't yet acknowledged? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creator, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. What else is possible with your financial reality that, if you would acknowledge it, would change it right away? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creator, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. Cool. This, of course, was just meant to be like a little jump into having some more ease here, having some clearings, hopefully changing something for you, giving you a little bit of a of an energetic injection to have a bit more, have a different possibility with money in your life. So hopefully that gave you just that tiny little bit of inspiration. And also really, again, recognizing that whatever's going on around you is not you. It's not your reality, and it doesn't have to be your reality. Please, please, please return all of it to sender. And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creator, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. What else is possible? And please know also, Dolores posted that I do almost monthly free telecall. It's usually about an hour long. It's called Conscious Footprints. It's always about some kind of topic that I pick, but then it's also a bit of an open session. Anybody can ask questions. So if money is an issue and you want to have more of me for free, also check out my YouTube channel. There's some stuff on there. But please come to Conscious Footprint every month. And once you sign up for that, you also get access to the old shows. And they're also on a platform called Buzzsprout. So all of that you can find on my website. But basically, I'm just saying you don't have to have money to play. There's many things out there. And please, since you are here on the English one, Dr. Dane here's YouTube channel is massive. And so you can listen to Dane for probably 1 year for free without ever having to purchase anything. So please, if these tools are fun for you, if you're intrigued by them, and if they're working for you, you really do not have to have money to have these tools in your life. So don't feel like you're missing anything. Just please use the tools, allow yourself access to them, and play with them, and then your life will change. So you don't have to spend a dime for that. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-creator, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyond. If you want to be on my newsletter, which I send out, just come on my website and sign up for that, and then you get an email from me once a month or more or so. Okay. All right, guys. I hope you had some fun, and I hope to see you guys soon. What else is possible? And have a wonderful and relaxed time, please. And what else is possible with way, 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 way more money coming into your lives? Thank you so much for being here, and bye, everybody. Ciao. Ciao.